is the program's administrator for, at Keola
Mamo.
I got it. She oversees health programs, including clinic services, fitness, and research. She has worked on community-based participatory research projects since 2002 and is currently the co-director and community investigator for the PILI Ohana Project. Ms. Palakiko is a doctoral student, all right, at the University of Hawaii at Manoa School of Nursing and Dental Hygiene. Her doctoral work has focused on Native Hawaiian health issues. Her presentation is the use of community advisors in developing community academic research. Ms. Donna.
Good morning, and thank you everyone for coming to the session. As Ms. Plus introduced me, I am the program's manager. My title got changed about a year ago from administrator to manager, but the responsibilities didn't change at all. I still am responsible for many things at my agency. I wanted to recognize, I think I saw Dr. Alice C. walk in earlier. She's the investigator, oh, she's back there, with me on this project. I've known Dr. C. for many years, since 2002, when I came back to Hawaii to work for the agency that I work for now. I have nothing to disclose. The objectives for my talk is to describe how community advisors assisted with the development of focus group questions and to identify lessons learned from the development of these focus group questions. You know, so far we've been learning a lot about or listening or learning more about relationship, and I just wanted to say that, you know, using community advisory groups is a relationship process. So before I get into that, I wanted to just share a little bit about who we are as our partnership. So as you know, Keola Mamo is a Native Hawaiian healthcare system. We're located on the island of Oahu. How many have been to Hawaii? Ah, very good. So this is very cold weather for me. I hope that it would get warmer. I hear it's supposed to be in the 50s, so we'll see what happens. But it is very cold for me. The other partners are the School of Nursing and Dental Hygiene and the University of Hawaii at Manoa, John A. Burns School of Medicine. So since 2002, we've worked on various projects, and the project I'm going to be talking to you about today is a project that we had an abbreviated year for, and we used in this project, we wanted to get to know the community's perspective on use of CBPR and what did they know about CBPR. So in 2006, we published this manual with the help of the John A. Burns School of Medicine, specifically the Department of Native Hawaiian Health. I should be very specific, that it was the Department of Native Hawaiian Health who was created in 2003 that helped us to publish this participatory research manual for community partners. So this is one of the first publications done by community partners. It's been used extensively in Hawaii, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, in a course in Puerto Rico and in other places. But since then, we've been approached to revise the manual. And so the point of the revision of the manual, it's been about, 6 years since we published that manual. The point of the revision was to really get a perspective of what community sees as research. So we know a lot about what CBPR is, and we know a lot about what how to do it, but what does the community really think about this type of research? So some of the guiding principles we use, which many of you are probably familiar with if you use CBPR, is co-learning, power sharing, and mutual ownership. Let me just get to my detailed notes now. So the community academic partners, so myself, Dr. C, the Department of Native Hawaiian Health, got together and we said, okay, you know, we want to do this research and we want to answer the question, how do Native Hawaiian community partners perceive engagement and involvement in CBPR research? So we identified that what we needed to do was get more people from the community involved in our research. So what we did was we went ahead and approached academic community consultants, community advisors, and individuals. So those are three very distinct groups of people that we've worked with in our project. all of them, most of them, had experience with CBPR, so obviously our academic community consultants had vast knowledge of CBPR. Our community advisors also were community leaders, so they were very familiar with CBPR processes and also used that approach in research. And then the individuals were past participants, so I'll go a little bit more into it as I move forward. So as I mentioned, the academic community consultants, they were from the University of Hawaii. They were recognized researchers, they are familiar with the process, they are familiar with funding sources, and they had very vast knowledge and experience in CBPR. Many of them, one of them was a mentor to Native Hawaiian Research. She was one of my mentors as I went along in my career, and she helped to guide us in the process of identifying other resources. So they facilitated the formation of the community advisors group. And they also provided feedback on the process. You know, we, Alice, myself, and my colleagues, we've done CBPR for many years now. But, you know, as you go back into community, you kind of need to be reminded about things. So we just wanted them to help us with that process. So here's the larger of the groups, so which is the community advisor. So not to get confused with who our partnership is, but community advisors. They were senior Native Hawaiian community-based researchers. So people that we knew in the community that we were very familiar with, they had a relationship with us. We've known them for a while, so we asked them if they wouldn't mind being on this advisory board. They were also Native Hawaiian elders in the community. Those are people like if you're looking at a relationship or degrees of relationship, they may not have known us directly, but they were friends of friends, so second degree relationships, as well as our Native Hawaiian Healthcare Systems Institution of Review Board. So as a Native Hawaiian Healthcare System employee, all of our research or all of my research proposals have to go through this IRB. And this IRB is composed of individuals from community and academia. So they helped us to vet the interview guide. Now, because this is a qualitative study in which we went out and conducted focus groups, we needed someone to kind of tell us, you know, this is okay. These questions are okay to use in your community. So we asked them to do that, to help us with that process. They helped us to review our projects and our procedures, and they also provided the permission we needed to go and access our community. So, you know, they were like the gatekeepers of our community. They also... because we initially thought we could go to all of the islands. As you know, Hawaii is made up of 8 major islands. But when our funding came down, we were told, no, you only can stay on Oahu. So we had to kind of streamline where we could go because our community advisors came from all over the state. So the last group of people that helped us to look at our data and our findings and helped us with our process were individuals. These individuals are Native Hawaiian participants who participated in one of the focus groups that we held. So they helped us at the very end when we conducted our focus groups. We asked our participants, would you be interested in looking over our finding results and providing us with feedback? And many of them actually did want to participate in that. The thing was, the challenge for us was that they didn't want to come back together in another focus group and they didn't want to do a key informant interview. So we thought, well, if there, what are the other options? So the other option was, of course, online surveys. So those who wanted online surveys were provided access to an online survey through SurveyMonkey, and then the others who didn't have computers, so not all of our communities have computers, they were mailed a survey. And our response rate was pretty high. It was about 25%, and so that was not too bad. So some of the lessons learned from this process is that, you know, we have to constantly engage community. It's about relationship building. So throughout this process, we were always checking in, not just with our academic consultants, not just with our community advisors, but as we went throughout the process. We also learned that one of the things that we found wrong early on with our focus group questions, well, not necessarily wrong, maybe just not worded correctly, was how the questions were worded. So let me find the notes for that page. Hold on. So one of the examples is that for one of our focus group questions, it was originally worded as follows. From your perspective, what is CBPR? So what is community-based participatory research? And the leading questions were, what makes a project a community participatory type of project? And what are the essential elements of community participatory projects? So they weren't too impressed with that question at all, right? Kind of winded, it's kind of long, you don't kind of know what they want to, what kind of response to give. So through this process of talking it over with our community advisory board and our academic consultants, the question was revised to, what does community research mean to you? So we wanted to get to know, what do you believe community research is? What is your definition of that? So the last thing was that we needed to be accountable for our action, and even to this day we're in the process of revising that original manual. And a few months ago, one of our community advisors called and said, "Hey, so what's going on with that manual?" We're like, "Oh yeah. So we did our final report to our funding agency. We're still analyzing the themes. We need to it takes time, right? All this takes time." So we are reminded, if not monthly, if not daily, that we need to be accountable for what we promised. The advisor signed up to not just vet our questions, not to just be a part of this project, but they also wanted us to be accountable for what we promised, which was the final result of a revised manual. So we are in the process of, working that through. I just want to take this opportunity to thank everyone for coming again, and hopefully it'll get warmer. But most importantly, to thank the community participants for being a part of our focus group study. I may have mentioned that our study was funded for a year, but by the time our funding actually came through, we had 9 months maybe to get it done, and those first 3 months of the 9 months were spent revising these focus group questions. So I give my colleagues Emily and Efrosini credit for running and getting people involved and getting participants to be a part of these focus groups. Luckily, we had people to pull from because of the other projects that I work on, so that was a blessing. I also want to thank the community advisors, because without them, we wouldn't have been able to revise our questions to a point that was acceptable to the community. And of course, our academic and community consultants for being a part of this process and guiding us along the way. And lastly, Dr. Alice is here in the audience. I don't know if Dr. Marjorie Mao is here, but these people were very important in the process of this research, and I think it's important to recognize them. So, thank you.